The 2012 election, of course, will be about the state of the U.S. economy and whether voters have faith in their current government or want to change course as they did 4 years ago. Yet, there are a considerable number of fringe narratives as campaign strategists seek narrow wedge issues that might siphon off a few single-issue voters here, anger a few other voters there. Case in point, this week, a group called the Special Operations OPSEC Education Fund released a 22-minute long video, here's an excerpt, entitled Dishonorable Disclosures.
There's a cost for our leaders grabbing for glory. Politics should never come before national security.
Every time you leak intelligence like that, you lose assets. Some assets are just no longer usable. Other assets are actually found by our enemy and eliminated.
These are the experts on the subject, the people who have spent much of their lives in military and intelligence operations. They know what they are talking about, and they have had enough.
You get the gist. This ad criticizes President Obama and the White House for taking credit for the killing of Osama bin Laden and for leaking vital secret information about that mission to the public.
Mr. President, you did not kill Osama bin Laden. America did. The work that the American military has done killed Osama bin Laden. You did not.
The organization behind this ad, which is set up as a 501c4 nonprofit and therefore becomes eligible to receive campaign cash in the Citizens United era, claims to have no partisan leanings, but they've already raised about $1 million and have hopes to raise more in order to have the ad broadcast on television in swing states across the country. With us now is Scott Taylor, the president of the Special Operations OPSEC Education Fund. He's a former Navy SEAL and Iraq war veteran. Welcome to the program, Scott.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let me just hit you with this right off the bat. I mean, the idea that you're not partisan, that, of course, is absurd, right?
Why is it absurd? I don't think it's absurd at all. I mean, this isn't about being partisan.
But if you're criticizing the president in the middle of an election campaign, I mean, you're part of the campaign.
Well, the only time that politicians pay attention is when they're up for re-election. So it's appropriate time in the sense that the nation's paying attention. We're trying to educate them, and this is when the administration will certainly pay attention.
Do you think the president should not be re-elected?
I think that the leaks should stop from this administration. The unprecedented amount of leaks should be stopped, and there should be an independent investigation into them.
Why is it inappropriate for the president to, in some sense, take credit or celebrate on some level the killing of Osama bin Laden? I mean, did Eisenhower get mad when Roosevelt celebrated D-Day?
Well, you know, I saw you framed the argument and framed this interview that all we're out there is looking for the president to stop taking credit, but that's actually not the case. We're there for the consistency in the amount of leaks over the past couple of years that are dangerous to future operations and potentially put folks, their lives in jeopardy. It's not just about him taking credit. I do think the president should take some credit for the killing of bin Laden. Every president would. That's not the argument here. The argument would be you certainly don't come out and say who the clandestine unit was. They released the information how the vehicle they got there, who the group was, how many they were there, what the tactics were to get it done. Because obviously, whether you're fighting war or you're playing a game of basketball, you don't want the other side to understand your tactics.
Although, first of all, why did you edit this comment of President Obama out of the 22-minute video? Here, listen.
We give thanks for the men who carried out this operation, for they exemplify the professionalism, patriotism, and unparalleled courage of those who serve our country. And they are part of a generation that has borne the heaviest share of the burden since that September day.
Is that an inappropriate remark, or is that an acceptable level of, sharing credit with the military?
I think that is absolutely an acceptable remark, but when you look at the information and the speech in its entirety, when you look at the commercial that was made on the year anniversary, it's pretty gross. It supersedes that comment.
All right, then what do you make of Admiral William McCraven, who made this comment at the Aspen Institute last month? He's, of course, the commander of U.S. Special Operations.
The president and his national security team... I'm not a political guy, but I will tell you, as an interested observer in this, they were magnificent in how they handled the start to finish.
What is he missing there, Scott Taylor?
Well, I think that what you're missing there and what you didn't play was that Admiral Craven, who I respect and have great respect for, also said that if these leaks weren't stamped out, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, if these leaks were not stamped out, then lies will get killed and operations will be hindered in the future. You didn't play that part.
But in terms of the specific leaks, what evidence do you have that the leaks that you're talking about come directly from the administration? The New York Times, which originally reported much of this story, says the information came from an Iranian source.
I'm not familiar with that right there, the Iranian source, but there's certainly news stories out there online in the public domain that quote unnamed high-level sources in the government. And let's face it, this is secret information. It's compartmentalized. There are only a certain amount of folks who understand and know some of these secrets anyway. So it's pretty clear that it's coming from some of the highest levels in government. And that has been, again, a nonpartisan issue. It's been across the board. There have been Democrat leaders, Republican leaders who both said that this White House has to understand that some of it's coming from them.
So do you support the arrest of your colleagues who wrote that book, SEAL Team 6, that was actually published right around the time of the Abbottabad raid?
Of course not. I support the accountability from some from folks who are in the government right now who give national security secrets up.
And finally, you know, you're going to be accused of possibly, you know, putting together a sort of swift boat Veterans for Truth kind of operation here. How are you different from what happened to John Kerry in 2004?
You're talking about something that was personal from folks who he served with in the military in Vietnam. This is not a swift boat veteran. We're a serious coalition of SEALs, Special Forces, Delta Force, Marines, ex-CIA officials. We have a very deep bench. It's not just the folks who are in the documentary. There are many folks, and I can tell you there's plenty of them from my community who emailed me yesterday who are completely ready to come forth and talk about this. So you have a group of men who are upset who have buried many of their friends over the past couple of years. So, the past decade, basically. So if it takes coming out of the shadows and talking about speaking against leaks of national security secrets and asking for accountability of those, they're willing to do it in order to prevent lies.
It says in press reports that you've raised $1 million. Who are your contributors?
We're set up as a 501c4, which means that your commitment to your contributors is that you don't release their information, and we have to abide by that.
So you could disclose, but you don't have to disclose.
Unlike some folks in high levels, I'm not going to disclose things that I'm not supposed to.
But do you understand how that comes off, that there's sort of secret contributors funding this documentary? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I understand what you're trying to insinuate, but that's how we're set up. That's our commitment to our donors, and I have to uphold that.
Can you give us a sense of who the donors are, just sort of what their constituency is?
Very patriotic and feel very, very strongly that we shouldn't release national security secrets because it puts people's lives in jeopardy.
And they're nonpartisan, or are they opposed to President Obama?
Opposed to the release of national security secrets that would endanger lives and hinder future operations. It's not. There are people from all sides of political spectrums, and people who are apolitical, like the good admiral that you talked about earlier, who I think that was talking about specifically the handling of an operation.
McCraven is a contributor?
Yeah.
McCraven is a contributor?
No, McCraven is not a contributor. What I said was there are many people who are apolitical, like McCraven, that are just really upset with the consistent amount of leaks of national security secrets.
All right. Just on the contributor question, do you know of any Democrats who are on this donor list?
I don't know the political affiliation of most of the people. I don't care about it, the political affiliation. This supersedes politics. It has nothing to do with politics. Are there people who are politically active in the group? Yeah, sure. But they understand how to present this kind of material to make people to listen. But there, again, are people who are apolitical, people on both sides.
And is it one donor, six donors, 600 donors?
It's a lot of donors, and certainly a lot more from yesterday.
All right, Scott Taylor, president of Special Operations OPSEC Education Fund. Once again, thank you so much. He spoke with us from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for having me.